Welcome. You are listening to Living, Loving and Learning, the blog and podcast on SolomonArrow.com.
There is an African proverb that says, if you see a man take to his heels when he sees a rope on the ground, you will not know what a snake may have done to him. Some snakes disguise as beautiful twines. Hello there. My name is Solomon Arrow, and I am delighted to have you listening in. Today, I am speaking on the topic, pornography, snakes disguised as beautiful twines. In one of my blog articles, I wrote that I was a fan of Fela and Nicola Kwakuti and Bob Marley, and how my life would have gone on a tangent that would have led to only God knows where. Apart from worldly music, one of the things that had me ensnared at that time was pornography. I was steeped into reading deeply graphic novels. The lure was irresistible. Every book, every page, and every line I read was a noose around the neck that pulled me to another line, another page, and another book until the noose was firmly tightened into a stranglehold. Death was being served piecemeal. Words do paint pictures. Then we did not have access to videos as such, but there were comics, photo books, and magazines, in addition to the novels, that did the job perfectly. My submission to Christ was a massive deliverance for me. The slaughter slab was not too far ahead. Sadly, the wildfires of porn are raging in the church. Some years ago, a fellow pastor attempted to introduce me to pornographic videos. He said, it is sex education and it will help you to be sexually more effective in your marriage. He wanted to be a blessing to my marriage. My antennas went up. Satan's lie. Our brains do not distinguish between what we see on a video and what we see in real life. It would have been the same thing if the pastor had come into our sitting room with his wife or any other woman, stripped, taken the position of the TV set, and they both do the educating before my wife and me as we watched on the couch. I declined the blessing. My late friend Pastor Tonya Mieba Ogori would have described such an offer as a gift that has calyx. There is an African proverb that says, if you see a man take to his heels when he sees a rope on the ground, you will not know what a snake may have done to him. Some snakes disguise as beautiful twines. Now, Solomon, where are you taking us to? Just wait, and you will see the deliverance of the Lord. Can a man take hot coals in his bosom and not be burned? Sex is a sacred, spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical activity. It is an act of worship. The words porn and pornography are from the same root. In my book, Criminals Behind the Pulpit, I wrote that the word pornography is derived from the Greek word porneia, which epitomizes worship at the altar of human carnality, sex and passion. It connotes prostitution, harlotry, incest, and adulation. Pornography is idolatry. Porneia refers to when a person indulges in sexual activity that is outside God's blueprint for sex, which is sex between a man and a woman that are married to each other. It subsumes all forms of sexual activity and behavior outside of this blueprint. Porneia will therefore include pornography, fornication, adultery, incest, bestiality, masturbation, bisexuality, all forms of sexual orgies, homosexuality, prostitution, that is sex for sale, lesbianism, nudity, pedophilia, rape, and such like perversions. None of these is honorable and undefiled in the eyes of God. None of them glorifies God. Pornography charms the heart and mind of a man and creates infinitely insatiable hungers. Nothing and no one can satisfy the passions created and the minds captivated or enslaved by pornography. Its regress is deeper and deeper into a dark pit. It is a perversion of the heart and mind through the gate of the imagination. God has wired humans for intimacy, and our sex drive and neurology are subsumed under that wiring. Our sexuality is properly designed to stem from intimacy, not the other way around. An intimacy that is undergirded and guarded by nuptial commitment. This is one aspect of our makeup that pornography distorts. It elevates sensuality and makes it take the place of intimacy. It throws true love out of the window and enthrones lust and self. Man is a spirit being. He has a soul and he lives in a physical body. The human brain is the most intricate biological machine in the universe. When a person views pornography, it ceases the normal functioning of the brain and results in the adoption of dysfunctional patterns that have intense effects on one's psychology and behavior. According to Wikipedia, the UK Children's Commissioner initiated a meta-study conducted by researchers at Middlesex University, which concluded that pornography is linked to unrealistic attitudes about sex, beliefs that women are sex objects, more frequent thoughts about sex, and found that children and young people who view pornography tend to hold less progressive gender role attitudes. What porn does to children and youth, it also does to adults. Pornography destroys people's lives, destroys marriages, destroys homes, and destroys the mindset of children, young people, and everyone. Pornography destroys organizations, ministries, and it destroys societies. Friend, read my lips. You can never develop healthy sexuality with pornography. My heart quakes for our generation and that of our children's. Purveyors of pornography are targeting younger children and youth to keep their businesses going. They understand the addictive and destructive power of porn, but they do not care about you or your children. Satan has principalities behind pornography. The kingdom of darkness fully understands the destructive power of porn. They use it to set strongholds in the minds of people. If porn has made you suicidal, seek help immediately, because Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. However, greater than the power of porn is the redemptive power of the gospel of Christ, which can deliver anyone who would repent and come under the cover of his blood and receive eternal life. Jesus came that we might have life and have it to the full. If you are a Christian and you have put yourself under the bondage of porn, you can be set free. God still loves you dearly. Also, if you have not given your life to Christ, His love is wide open to receive you and cleanse your life, to deliver you from the kingdom of darkness and translate you into the kingdom of God's dear Son, Jesus Christ. Friend, it is time to draw the lines. Pick up your mobile device and your computer. Delete all porn materials you have saved on it. Block all porn sites and delete their cookies. Keep away from movies and TV channels that are purveyors of suggestive material. Burn all pornographic CDs, DVDs, print materials, books, magazines, comics, and so on that you have. Do not just throw them away, burn them. Seriously limit or cut relationships with friends who encourage you along these lines. Even if it is your twin, ask God for mercy and grace to keep away from them. Save your life. Save the lives of your children and generations after you. Do it today. Do not forget to keep living, loving, and learning.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Solomon Arrow is an author, pastor, teacher, and speaker whose passion it is to help people become what God desires them to be and through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, fulfill His plan and purpose for their lives. You can contact Solomon through his website, www.solomonarrow.com.